And for our story of the day, we have the one and only rodent correspondent, Rob Kelly. Rob, hello.
That's right. It's rodent news time.
Yeah.
So you may remember about a year ago we spoke about rodents being I barely remember it, but we spoke about the reintroduction of some rodents into the UK that had been extinct there for several hundred years. They're being restored by naturalists and environmentalists to try and restore native ecosystems in that country, or those countries. So now the beavers, who got reintroduced in January in Somerset, just two of them, a breeding pair, have completely changed the environment that they're in. And they've built the first native dam in Exmoor for more than 400 years.
Go to the beavers.
Well, let's go around the panel first up. Who's seen a beaver? Zina, have you seen a beaver?
No. No, I haven't. No.
No. What about you, Chris?
Sadly, only on the TV.
You mean the TV show Leave It to Beaver?
No.
Actual beaver. That makes three of us, Rob, never have seen a beaver.
Well, no. I mean, they're not here, so you'd have to see them over there. But also, They got hunted to borderline extinction right across the Europe and the UK. What we're talking about here is the Eurasian beaver, which is one particular breed, which is huge and produces really good pelts and really good meat. So you can imagine what people thought about that. So they got
they were good eating, yes?
They were good eating, and the pelts were really valuable. So that made them a particularly vulnerable creature. They're a herbivore. I read one article today that described them as vegan, but I think all herbivores are vegan. Very prepared to be corrected on that point. But so they were particularly vulnerable, but they're very useful. And what they do is create ecosystems that a lot of other animals exist in. So in the UK, over the last 10 years, quite a serious amount of money has been put into the reintroduction of breeding pairs around Scotland and England particularly, to try and see what other species they can bring back.
Mm.
So they're building dams, and by doing this, they create natural wetlands. Now, some farmers are quite concerned about this. Other farmers think it's the best thing that's ever happened to their land, because one of the things that's really affecting UK farming, and farming here, of course, is flooding. And one of the things that you don't get if you have a well-dammed wetland is that same straight rush through of water.
Oh, I see.
That you have from a flash flood. So if there are these natural barriers to that kind of flooding, you get much less of it. And one of the reasons why agricultural land around the world is so prone to erosion and flooding is that the right trees aren't there and the right ecosystems aren't there because they've been pasteurised out. It's the wrong use of pasteurised, but you know what I mean.
Are they beaver are indigenous to where?
So the Eurasian beaver is indigenous to Europe, Russia and the UK. There's also, I think it's a different breed of beaver that's in America, well, Northern America, so in Canada and the United States. There are several different species of beaver right across those areas.
Good grief.
And
I'm just trying to picture a beaver. I don't even know what one looks like. What do they look like?
A really big otter, like an otter that's been taking lots of cheat days. And then has a big tail that's like a rudder. So it looks like a patu, actually. It's kind of that in and out shape, and they have webbed feet, which makes them incredibly effective underwater.
Gotcha.
So if they wanted to hunt underwater, they could, but actually, they like eating wood. But some of the logs that they're moving for these dams are immense. They just do huge amounts of work.
How do they do that?
Sheer power of will, I think. but also teamwork.
Right, yes.
So they work in pairs, which is why these pairs have been so effective.
What do you make of all this? Your first time on the show and you've been launched right into a discussion on beavers. How about that?
Sounds like these beavers have been beavering away.
Yes, very good.
And ahead of their time, being vegan and all.
Yeah, that's right. Chris?
Fascinating. I like beavers. I reckon they're cool. And I was aware of the positive impact they have on waterways and the ecosystems they create. Yes. And they had a similar thing when they reintroduced wolves into one of the big national parks in Yellowstone.
Really? How so?
And it completely, again, because the browsing animals, deer and elk and the like, had no predator, no bears, no wolves in Yellowstone, so the wolves in particular. So they were browsing and grazing down the open ground right up to the edge of the waterways. So reintroduced the wolves, forced the deer and elk back more into the forest so that the vegetation around the stream and river edges changed and the water courses changed.
Good and grief, less Chris Lokaita.
Yep.
Prey animals do this thing where they adapt their behaviour to whether or not they're being predated. So if you take away the predator, their behaviour changes. But we kind of talk about prey animals as if they're not causing damage. Now, large grazing animals can cause huge amounts of damage. So the balance in these ecosystems is really important. And because a lot of these creatures just disappeared out of these systems, evolution takes a long time to catch up. So reintroduction does work.
So are they well protected? Are they on the right path?
It looks like they are. There is some concern amongst UK farmers and anglers about what that's going to do to freshwater streams. But I find that a little bit hard to swallow from the anglers, because the brown trout that they're worried about, they're also indigenous. They've done it before. They'll do it again.
They would have been there when the beavers were originally.
Yeah, yeah. They'll remember. It'll all be fine.
Mike says beavers slap the water with their big tail. I've seen plenty of them in Canada, so that's interesting.
I tried to get you some beaver audio, Wallace, but all they really do is...
Okay.
So that's my beaver audio.
Thank you. If you have come across a beaver, if they are important to you, wanting to get in touch, it would be interesting to hear your stories around that. Rob Kelly, thank you very much for that. Your favourite album, rather song off the album Rubber Soul is coming through. Derek says, Rubber Soul in My Life. My son and I played it at my stepfather's funeral. Paul says, beavers are not vegans, they are mammals. By definition, mammals feed their offspring on milk and therefore cannot be vegan. Thank you for that, Paul.